A long time ago, when Christmas in the city was the most incredible time of the year for everyone, every lamppost was decorated with fancy illuminated garlands, some stretching across the busy streets, while others, beautifully draped around the store windows, delighted the passing pedestrians. The sidewalks were covered with wet, dark, slushy snow, forcibly moved by busy feet traveling back and forth upon the concrete. This was the time when pearly white snowflakes would fall, oh so slowly, from the heavens, down upon the already powdered streets, forcing the slow traffic to go no faster than a turtle. The car's exhaust would produce white smoke that slowly drifted upward, only to be caught by the air and turned into white clouds that continued heavenward until they finally faded away. The ladies on the sidewalk all made sure their coats were buttoned up, and the men held on to their hats as the temperature would drop just a little bit more. This was a time where little neighborhood stores thrived because the communities needed them, such as the grocery store, the butcher shop, and shoemaker, a time where even a small, out-of-the-way toy shop was well-known and visited by every little boy and girl. And the delightful proprietor, a kid at heart himself, knew the names of each child and their parents, too. This is a story about such a little store called Andrew's, and a very special little girl named Daphne and her family.
I just got my crates of new stuffed animals from Cleveland, Ohio, and was displaying them throughout my store. I received all kinds of wonderful and delightful animals, giraffes, baby kittens, puppies, tigers, leopards, even sea mammals, but only received one little brown 12-inch teddy bear with a white spot on its belly. I promptly showcased this little bear behind my front window.
Andrew's toy store was a special place this time of the year, for it was getting very close to Christmas. Andrew would have the latest dolls that walked and said mommy at the same time. There was a train that encircled the whole store and raveled around the walls, about 9 feet above the floor. The tracks for this magnificent train held a marvelous engine that had a light in the front. Smoke would bellow up out of the smokestack as it whistled and rattled, traveling around the store. There were toys that would spark as their wheels turned, or the heads and arms of toys would go up and down as they were being moved. The little store was a child's dream come true. But as the world seemed to be all peaceful, in truth, hard times were at hand. People were losing their jobs, which they had had for many years. Everyone had to watch how they spent their dwindling paychecks and tried not to use up what was left of their small savings. The threat of war from overseas loomed over Washington's head, and the government was spending money only on war items in defense of our country, but would ask more from people who had less. This was the time when some businesses that tried to fill that need increased in certain cities, as others were forced to close. However, this city was not among the ones that grew.
I remember it was just a few weeks before Christmas, and I was positioning the last dinosaurs on my counter when I looked up, and there, peering in through my front window with both small hands on the glass and her eyes wide open, was a little girl named Daphne. And next to her was her caring mother, Mandy.
Mommy, Mommy, look! A bear! A very small teddy bear! Can we go inside?
I'm sorry, dear, but we have to get to the grocery store first, before they close. I need to get some eggs and flour to make your favorite Christmas cookies.
Aww. Okay. But can we come back later?
We'll see. Everything has gone up in price. I don't know how much we'll have left.
Please, Mommy, please?
Come on. We must hurry before the grocery store closes. But Sam, I just bought a dozen eggs a week ago, and they cost half of what you're asking now. And the flour? That's inexcusable. It went up a dime a pound.
I'm sorry, Mandy. Ever since they started increasing the gas prices, the truck companies have been asking for more and more money for delivery. They feel this is the best time to justify their increase. I don't understand why they don't understand that fewer items would be bought because of their increases. And so it'll mean fewer items I can order. It's a really nasty chain that goes all the way back to the farmer. We all hurt because of it.
I know, Sam. It's just, we're already at our breaking point. We had to stop even going to the beach some time ago, and to save money on gas, Brian only takes the car back and forth to work. We have cut back on everything. I don't know what else we can do.
I understand. I hear the same thing over and over from most of my customers. And would you believe some of them think I'm trying to pad my pockets? But all I want to do is keep my doors open. The people that work here are like family to me. I have no choice but to pass the cost on.
I know you are, Sam. We'll just have to do what we must. With Christmas coming, most of our gifts will be for Daphne. Brian and I have both agreed to wait till things improve, if that time comes.
Me and the missus agree to do the same thing ourselves. Well, everything's bagged up. Do you want to borrow our cart to get this home?
This little bit? Nah. Let me pull Daphne from the comic section and we'll be off.
Daphne, time to go.
Coming, Mom. Mommy, can we go back and see the teddy bear now?
I'm sorry, dear. We have to get these eggs right home, and I'm very low on cash. Maybe Santa will bring you a teddy bear gift.
Oh, Mommy, do you really think so?
Well, if I remember right, you haven't made up your Santa's list yet. Why not start one as soon as we get home? And don't forget to add some dresses and socks.
Let's hurry home. I have a lot of writing to do.
I'm sure you do.
It must be noted that this story took place during the time in American history when few women were in the workforce, very few, where men were mostly thought of as the only ones to bring a paycheck home. The wives were in charge of the home and everything it entailed. It was up to the ladies to stretch that single paycheck to cover all the needs of the family, which was more than not an impossible task. Now, let's pick up this story that night at Daphne's home.
Honey, I'm home.
I'm in the kitchen, Brian.
Daddy, Daddy, guess what Mommy and I saw today?
Whoa, whoa, little lady, hold on. You almost knocked Daddy off his feet. Now, let me take my coat off, and then you give me a hug. Okay, did you see something today?
Yes, Daddy, we did. We were going past the toy store, and I spotted something very, very, very special.
It must be something very special. Let me guess. Is it a train?
No, it wasn't a train.
Maybe an airplane?
No, it wasn't an airplane. But they did have a new one. Something called a jet plane.
A jet plane? Huh. Well, then, I can't imagine what it was. What did you see today?
We saw the most beautiful teddy bear with a white spot on its belly.
You did? I would never, ever have guessed that.
Mommy said that I should write to Santa Claus to see if he has one at the North Pole for me.
Your mommy is a very smart lady. That's why Daddy married her.
I heard that. Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'll keep that in mind. Have you started the letter?
No, I just got done doing my homework when I heard you come in. Oh, and Daddy, I got another A in spelling today.
You did? You're going to be as smart as your mom. Let's see, that deserves something special. Where did I put that special thing? Here it is.
A penny. A shiny penny. Thank you.
Now hurry and put that in your piggy bank. and start writing that letter.
Honey, can I see you in the kitchen?
Yes, dear. I need to talk with you also. Oh, that does smell good. Is that vegetable soup?
You always had a good nose. I put in a little garlic, just the way you like it, and a spot of beef.
Can we afford it?
I didn't buy much. When I went to Sam's, all the prices were up.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Orders at the shop have been falling, and the boss had a meeting with everyone. He said starting Friday, you have no choice but to start laying people off.
Not before Christmas.
He said he had no choice. Customers were holding back buying, and he couldn't wait any longer. He did say that he would notify the ones laid off as soon as things picked up. Whenever that will be.
Oh, hon, what will we do? We have so little saved, and we're already down to the bare minimum. I just can't believe it. Before Christmas, of all times.
I was talking with a couple of guys who live close by. We're going to start the carpool tomorrow. And maybe I can cut back on lunches.
I guess I can mend our clothes even more to cut back there. Of course, it's been a while since we bought any new clothes, but Daphne will need some. She's growing like a weed. Let me check at the used clothing store to see what I can find. Still, I'll have to watch what we spend there.
Honey, it will be hard on us, but we can make it. Remember our wedding day and the food spread?
You know, I've been trying to forget that. Meatloaf and sliced lunch meat with potato salad. But it could have been worse. There could have been baked beans. What about Daphne's Christmas?
We'll have no choice. What money we can spare, we'll have to go for clothes and maybe one toy. I hope it's not too expensive. I'm not sure who will get the pink slip first.
Can you get the table set? The soup's ready.
Daphne! Dinner's ready!
Coming, Dad!
It's only 2 weeks before Christmas, and things were not looking better for Daphne's family. We find Mandy waiting to go across the snow-covered street.
Hello, Mandy. How are you on this very cold day?
Just fine, Steve. How's your wife?
She fine. She finally had the baby, and this one is a boy. We named him John. Came in at 7.5 pounds.
Send her my best wishes, and I'm happy for your growing family. Let her know I'll drop in on her and the baby soon.
Will do. When are you going to have another?
We're not sure. Money is kind of tight, and I would rather we waited till Daphne gets older.
That I understand. Alita had a hard time with this one. Maybe our last. Say hi to Brian.
I sure will, Steve. Thanks for stopping the traffic.
Hold your horses.
Hello, Mandy. Be right with you. That'll be $4.75, Anna.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Do you have a can of Tinker Toys? Or even Lincoln Logs?
Which one? We have both.
Lincoln Logs would be perfect.
Give me a second. I'll get you a can.
Here they are. Do you want more than one? I find the kids like to build big things like Ferris wheels.
Yes, I'd better get two for the twins.
Here you are. I'm sure Luke and John will be very happy with these. Will that be all?
Oh, yes. Now, that should do it.
Now, let's see. That comes to a total of $9.50. And here's your change. You have a nice day, and tell Paul that I'll be seeing you two at church Sunday.
Sure will.
Now, what can I do for you, Mandy? A new doll whose eyes open and close? This one even has hair you can pull out to make it longer.
Well, Actually, I wanted to know how much the teddy bear was. The one in your front window.
Oh, the one with the white spot on its tummy. I don't know why, but he was the only one in our Christmas shipment. They must be really popular, and the supply is low. I've noticed your daughter Daphne looking through the window every time she passes here on her way from school.
I was wondering why she was taking so long getting home lately. I was thinking that she was talking with her friends on the way home and was losing track of time.
During this time in America's history, small schools were located within the communities and were easily in walking distance.
Well, she and all her friends do come by here, but when they leave, she seems to linger a bit. Seems she has been looking at one particular item in the window. I wasn't sure what it was till now. I had no idea it was the bear. She always left with a smile on her face. Excuse me for a moment. I need to catch that phone. It's only me now since Sally went on to college, and I can't afford to hire a replacement. Andrew's Toy Depot and Awesome Toys. Andrew speaking. Yes, we still have that bear in the window. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Well, we do have it priced at $15.95. Yes. Okay. We'll see you then. Oh, and who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Darn, she's gone. Wow, what are the chances that two people would be asking about that teddy bear at the same time?
Did you say it was $15.95?
Yes, it's a fair price and below what the other store across town was selling their one for. They must have sold it. Would you like to feel it? It's made of the best material I know of for a stuffed toy.
No. Thank you for your time, Andy, but there's no way we can afford to get that. That's way more than I have budgeted for her toy. Daphne will just have to do without one this year. She needs a dress and warm socks this winter more than the bear. Maybe when things pick up again, I can come back.
I understand. Maybe we can get in another after Christmas. Is there anything else I can show you?
No, that's fine. You have a nice day.
Please tell Brian I said hi.
I'll be sure to do that.
The economy of this little town had been going down at a steady pace, and more stores were cutting back any way they could. Some were reducing hours of operation, while others reduced employees, making it hard to find even part-time work. Some families were already forced to move.
Mommy, Daddy's home!
And how's my little one? By the way, did you finish your Santa letter?
Oh, Daddy. I got my Christmas letter out to Santa a few days ago. I showed it to Mommy before putting it in the mailbox.
Well, I do recall Mommy saying something about it. Santa will be happy to get it. Hey, now, be a good girl and go back upstairs for a bit. I need to talk to Mommy, okay?
Daddy, is something wrong?
No, I just need to talk to your mother. Now up you go.
Honey, I'm in the kitchen fixing tomato soup with grilled cheese sandwiches.
Be right there. Daphne, I still see you. Go on. Boy, that smells good. You sure have a way with cooking.
Something happened at work?
Yeah. Got my notice today.
Oh, Brian!
The boss had already laid off all the single guys and now is letting the small families go. He said if this keeps up, he'll have to close the shop. He also said that he sent his son to Washington to see the senator about getting some of the new contracts being handed out. He hasn't heard anything back as of today. I guess it's kind of hard to see these people have to go through a lot of the senator's people. Mr. Estep said he would contact me right away if something breaks.
Oh, honey, what are we going to do? Christmas is almost here. What are we going to do? I was hoping this wouldn't happen until after the first of the year. Maybe even get the Christmas bonus to tide us over.
No bonus either. I'll start looking first thing in the morning. Right now, let's not say anything to Daphne. Now, how about some of that fine dinner? I'll set the table.
Daphne, dinner's ready.
Nothing stops time, even if you're out of work. But Brian still would try. It was early Christmas Eve day.
Mr. Williams, are you sure you couldn't use me, even as a part-timer?
Brian, you and I have been friends since way back when, but I had to let five of my people go. I just can't afford to put anyone on. In fact, I just talked with the bank today about getting a loan to just keep me going. I got turned down. I couldn't believe it. I've been with that bank since I opened up.
Thank you. I know you would if you could. Tell Martha hi for us, will you?
You know I will. As soon as something breaks, I'll call you. Keep bundled up!
It was the same answer from everyone Brian knew for the past few days. It was getting late.
Well, better get home. Most places are closing. It sure seems colder.
As Daphne's dad was walking home, he made a quick stop in front of Mr. Andrews' store, the same stop he'd made earlier that day. He no longer saw the teddy bear which his daughter had written Santa about. His heart sank, but he promised to himself that as soon as things got better, he would make it up to her. As he turned to head for home, the store lights went out. It was a very lonely walk home.
I sure hope things get better.
Daddy's home, Mommy. Was work good today, Daddy?
Oh, it went just fine. Just like any other day.
We got out of school early today because tomorrow is Christmas.
They let you out early? Wow. That must have been a Christmas gift from the school to all the kids.
Yes, and I made a special card for Santa. See, here it is. I drew you, Mommy, and me, all welcoming Santa.
You know, you're supposed to be asleep when Santa arrives.
I know that. That's why I drew us welcoming him, so he'll know what I look like.
Young lady, you're becoming a great artist. What a wonderful card. Did you show Mommy?
Yes, just as soon as I got home.
Dinner's ready. I need the table set.
Why don't you go upstairs and clean up while I set the table?
Okay, I'll be right back down. I'll just set this card here on this table.
Any luck?
No, all the companies I went to said they had already laid people off. I'll start again after the new year. I heard most of them will be closed till then anyway. Oh, on the way home, I stopped by the tree lot on the corner and they let us have a small tree they were going to throw out. So I put it on the side of the house till you know who goes to sleep.
The way she's all wound up, that may not be till next week. We're having mushroom soup tonight, and tomorrow we're having a couple of slices of baked ham with candied yams for our Christmas dinner. I was given a couple of jars of canned apples from Anna today, which I'll make into a nice homemade pie. If nothing else, we will have somewhat of a nice dinner.
Honey, you're a special lady.
Ooh, not in the kitchen! Where can I put my card, Mommy?
How about I put it on the coffee table, so Santa can't miss it?
Do you think Santa got my Christmas list?
I'm sure he did, but remember, Santa knows best, and sometimes he can't get you everything you want.
I've been a good girl all this year. I'm sure he knows that. If he gets me just the one thing I want the most, I would be very happy.
I'm sure he does. Here, may I have your bowl?
Thank you. Can I have some crackers? Just a couple.
Me too?
Yes, you both can.
Thank you!
You're welcome, dear. Now eat up. You'll want to hurry to bed tonight and see what Santa will leave behind in the morning.
After dinner, everything was cleaned up and Daphne hurried to bed. Brian retrieved the tree from outside and he and Mandy set it up. They reused the tinsel they had been saving for the past 3 years. They brought out the glass tree bulbs that had liquid inside, and as it heated, would cause bubbles to float to the top. They gently hung the hand-me-down decorations and the few new ones from last year. It didn't take long for them to fill the little tree.
There, that's the last bulb I found that was out. Looks pretty good, I must say so.
Yes, dear, you outdid yourself.
Well, you did help too.
I was able to get a really good-looking dress at the resale shop today. They had a lot at half price. I was even able to get 3 pairs of warm socks, and they had this cute little doll there that I wrapped up before Daphne got home.
How about we hurry and get all these under the tree and head to bed ourselves? I have a pretty good feeling we'll be up pretty early.
Are you saying that's the only reason you want to go to bed early tonight?
Well, there could be a gift for Mrs. Claus that I know of.
Well, it must be under the bed. That's the only place I didn't look.
Now off you go, little lady. I'll be up shortly.
Don't wait too long. You know I fall asleep quickly.
Yes, dear. I'll be right up. I know you're real busy tonight, and I try not to ask for any favors, but please, Lord, help our daughter understand to be grateful with what we are able to provide her. Help her to realize that it's not the gifts that are important, but the love we have for her. Amen. Was an earthquake.
You've got to hurry and see what Santa brought.
Now, where is that house coat?
Did you look under the bed?
Ha ha.
Daddy, please hurry.
We're getting up. You head downstairs.
Well, hon, this is the big moment. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What a beautiful tree! Santa must have stayed here half the night putting that up.
I think he almost did.
And see all the presents he brought?
Don't you want to eat breakfast first?
You gotta be kidding. Our little girl's so wound up she could bounce off the walls without touching the floor. But I could sure use a cup of coffee.
Me too. How about giving me enough time to get the percolator going?
But not a minute more. It's gonna be hard holding this young lady down. Come here, you little munchkin. I'm ready to tickle you. Come on. Hey, watch it. Watch the glasses. There's one. How do you like that?
Stop.
Okay, stop. I'll stop. You stop. Oh, here comes Mommy. Come on now.
Well, it's all set.
Can I open a gift now? Please.
What do you say, dear? You know, maybe we should wait till after breakfast.
Daddy!
Go ahead, dear. Start with that little flat box over there.
The one behind the tree?
Yes.
This one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mommy. New socks in 3 different colors.
Hey, how about that one? Grab that one over there. Unwrap that one.
Dress with beautiful flowers.
The opening of the gifts went on for only a few more minutes, and Daphne was surprised by each gift she opened, including the last box that had the toy doll in it.
I guess Santa couldn't get everything I asked for. Huh, Dad?
No, honey, but you sure to get some great-looking clothes, and what about that fancy-looking dolly?
everything was wonderful.
But although Daphne seemed happy, Brian and Mandy could see in Daphne's eyes that she was hoping for one more special gift. The one she wrote a lot about in her letter to Santa Claus, even listed all the reasons she wished for it.
How about breakfast? I'm sure the coffee's ready, and I can fix some eggs with toast and jelly.
Yeah, Mommy, that's great. Can I bring my new dolly? I would like to put her next to me.
If you hurry. Honey, would you set the table?
For breakfast? I would move the table.
Breakfast was delightful at the kitchen table, and I think Daphne's new doll enjoyed herself too. Of course, Daphne had to wipe the jelly off her doll's face because she had tried to feed her.
Now that's what I call a breakfast. Boy, am I full. Would you mind if I get the newspaper while you finish eating? It should be here by now, and then I'll clean up the dirty dishes.
Sure.
Mandy, there's something here with the newspaper.
What?
It's a big box all wrapped up. Here, I'll show you. Here it is, and there's a tag on it. Oh, my Lord. It says it's for Daphne from the Clauses.
Who? I don't know any Clauses.
Honey, this is for you. From the Clauses.
Daddy, for me?
That's what the tag says.
There's a letter in the newspaper addressed to you.
What? What does it say?
Hun, it says that Mr. Bernard's manufacturing shop has an opening across town, and that you were recommended very highly for this position. They said you're to report to the personnel office first thing at 8 a.m., January 2nd. They also say that they make metal toy parts for a very large company, and they need to start work for next year's orders. Yours truly, Mr. Bernard Elf Manager. That's all it says.
I don't know them, but I'll be there with bells on no matter what. Oh, what a Christmas gift. Thank you, Lord.
For the rest of that day, Brian, Mandy, and little Daphne were filled with so much merriment that it would be hard to describe it all in this story. Let us just say, they were one very happy family. The following morning, all of them went to Mr. Andrew's toy store.
Thanks. No problem, Zelita. I'll make sure the company will stand by their product and have a replacement in no time. Is there any other way I can help you?
No, that will be it. Thank you so much for understanding. I don't know how Colin could have broken that so quickly.
Well, hello, everyone. Well, I'll be. She did get a teddy bear. Where did you find one?
Daphne, would you please go over to the Tinker Toys? Daddy and Mommy would like to talk with Mr. Andrew.
We came over to thank you for dropping off that marvelous gift for Daphne, but you're saying it wasn't you?
If it wasn't you who sent it to her, then who could it have been?
I don't know, but I didn't do it. I sold the only one I had about an hour before I closed. To that lady I received that phone call while your wife was there asking about it.
You're kidding.
In fact, I still have the check here. Let me get it.
Here it is. The name on the check is... Oh my. I didn't notice this before because I was getting ready to close. Oh, it's from a Mrs. Jessica Claus, Post Office Box 1, North Pole. It also has a Mr. Bernard's Manufacturing Company name underneath that address. Do you think this check is good?
Mr. Andrew, I really think it is. You have no idea the day we had yesterday. After January 2nd, I might be able to tell you more about the manufacturing company. Thank you for your time. Daphne, it's time to go.
I don't believe this. Could it have been? She did have white hair and a very pleasant face, like an angel's glow about her. Mrs. Claus!
It's amazing how miracles show up, just as it did for this family. Anything could be possible. There are miracles that happen every day, but we are unaware of them. Someplace, somewhere, one could be happening now. MisfitsAudio.com, its CEO, staff, and all the voice actors wish you a happy and safe holiday. We also hope you've enjoyed this original broadcast written by the CEO himself and posted at MisfitsAudio.com. That's MisfitsAudio.com. If you wish to download this story, please note the audio must be kept in its entirety. Also, we have other audio free of charge, so please go to our site, Misfits Audio, all one word, MisfitsAudio.com, and let us know what you thought of the story. Now it's my pleasure to acknowledge our cast. Darren Marlar as the announcer, Joe Stofko as Andrew, Esther Specht as Daphne the little girl, Katie Daynert as Mandy, James Smagata as Sam, John Specht as Brian, Peter Catt as Officer Steve, Alexa Chipman as Anna, Captain John Tatterzak as Mr. Williams, Jennifer Estep as Alita. The Christmas Teddy was written by Captain John Tatterzak, who retains all rights to the audio, written story, and characters. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Also from the CD Elegant Chamber Music for Christmas and E&E Cello Music. Producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Post-production and sound effects, James Smagata. Editor, Miles Liptak. Webmaster, April Sadowski. I'm your announcer, Darren Marlar. This audio was produced by Misfits Audio Production Company with permission from Captain John Tatterzak. Copyright 2010.
Teddy bear! Dad, look!
Sure, okay.